Hi everyone, it's Can Do Dave here, and I've got Jono with me in the studio. How are you today, John?
Really good, thanks, Dave. Really good to be here.
John, I wanted to talk about recycling today. You know, recycling in South Australia has been around for a long time.
Yes.
I remember, you know, taking cans back for 10 cents each and some bottles for 20 cents each when I was young. I think the bigger bottles were 20.
Right. Okay.
But what I wanted to talk about in particular now is can recycling. I like my canned drinks.
Right.
And we've got a crushing machine.
Oh.
Right. So you stand the can up in it.
Yep.
And it squashes it down flat. Now, since they've had this recycling in South Australia introduced again recently, you know,
yes,
over the last few years or so, I forget how long it is. Now the guys are telling me the thing, I can't crush the cans because they've got to read the barcode on the side, so they know it's the South Australia. So you're not going over the border and buying 10 cents cheaper and then bringing them back here and getting another 10 cents. I'm thinking about that, and I think, well, back in the early 80s when they had recycling for cans, it was actually printed on the lid.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yes. It was like 10 cents deposit South Australia.
That's the one.
Or SA, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought, mate, if they just do that again now, we could crush the cans down into a small compact size and take them back to the recycler. And my trip to the recycler would be worth it. Because if you're not crushing the cans, you might be taking a bag back and it's got 100 tins in it. And, you know, when we were crushing them, I might take them back and I'd have 500 in the same bag.
It's more economical in space and worthwhile for your trip around to the recyclers.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I said, we were down at one of the recyclers down here, which I won't mention, and my wife unloaded the trailer and we had them all crushed, and the guy actually went off his face at her for crushing them.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, oh, well, stuff you. And, you know, I wrote to the manager and told them what I thought, and he apologised and wanted us to come back. And I said, no, mate, you've done your dash. You know, I'll go somewhere else. I'm not interested. Anyway, just further on that, I then took it a step further.
Oh, yeah.
And now I've invented a machine that
really
crushes the can sideways. Yeah.
Oh.
So you put the whole can in it and pull the lever.
So you can still read the barcode.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's
and it doesn't seem to matter where you put the barcode, because once it's flat, it's either on one side, the other, or right in the middle one side.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to matter. So we do that now. But look, I think if they're going to do these things, they got to make it easy and economical for people to do.
Yeah. Because otherwise people just won't be bothered and they'll just chuck them out in the normal recycle bin, and then nobody gets in there.
And that's right. And, you know, they just dump them in the bins down the beach or whatever. You know, I suppose there's those people that ride around on the push bikes and collect them all.
I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, they're out there. So there must be a bit of money, and that tells me that people aren't recycling.
No.
So
they still haven't quite got the knack of it all yet.
No, that's right. And you know, look, it's like if you run a business, you don't just take cash, you take everything. And if you're going to recycle something, you may as well have a myriad of ways to do that.
Something that will suit the individual person and their lifestyle and how they, you know, how they manage it.
That's right. And a lot of us don't have time to take a small bag full of cans down the recycler.
Some people are rather lazy as well, and they just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I know if there's a lady who we're friends with, and she never takes any of them down, even though she only lives about a kilometre from me, and I take it down to my local one, and it's no trouble at all for me. It's only about a 15-minute round trip, and yet she sticks it all in the normal recycle bin.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I don't know if you remember, I had a 16-foot Bondwood open boat, right? And when I wasn't well back in 2010 or whatever, for a while there, we just kept chucking them in the boat.
And it filled the boat up.
It's funny. Yeah, my father-in-law come down one day and he looked at it and he turned around to me and said, you're going to need a bigger boat. And, you know, the Jaws reference.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, but eventually we took it down there and got, you know, a couple of $100 for the bottles and
it's
cans.
It's amazing how it accumulates.
I took the boat down there.
Seriously?
I drove it down there and we emptied it out right then and there.
That would be photo worthy.
Yes, it would. But as you were saying, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we buy can after can because I feel it's
fresher.
Fresh. That's the word, fresher. And it doesn't take long to develop up a couple hundred cans.
Yeah.
And there's $50 worth. And, well, there's a tank of fuel on the way home.
That's
or
exactly
or
right.
Or more groceries.
Not to be or another pallet of cans of drink.
Another couple of pallets of cans of drink. Rich.
Yeah. So it's like buy 10, get 2 free.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing is, too, I think it, like that lady you were talking about, if they don't want to do the cans themselves, why not just put them in bags or a bin and call the scouts or somebody like that? They'll take them, you know.
There'll people will come around, including myself. I'm happy to go around to her place and pick them up for her. I'll get the money. But
So you're like my daughter. You'll do it for the price of the cans.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, if it's going to make things easier and make it worthwhile for everyone, then do it.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, recycling might not be the answer to all the world's woes, but, you know, it's everybody doing their little part, isn't it?
That's the one.
Excellent. Great to talk to you again,
you
John.
Too, mate.
All right, mate. We'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.